A spark has been rekindled on the Omaha Indian Reservation in northeast Nebraska, where members of the tribe are doing what they can to save their endangered language. With only a handful of fluent speakers still around, tribal elders say it falls on teaching the next generation to keep it alive. The effort is led by a 93-year-old woman, an elder known as Grandma Habate. Her English name is Winona Karamoni, but everyone calls her Grandma. She's the oldest living member of the Omaha tribe, about 7,000 strong. She still teaches the Umaha language every day to children in the Omaha Nation Head Start program in Macy.
This year we started with the four-year-olds, and those are the very little ones. And you'd be surprised how fast they learn. We had one little boy that can even count now up to 10.
It's a race against time for a language that used to thrive in Nebraska, but has slowly slipped away over the decades. Only about 150 tribal members can understand or speak parts of the language. Just a handful of elders in the tribe are still fluent in Umaha.
I always tell them to learn as much of their language as they can, because the white man says, if we lose our language, we're no longer a tribe. Then we're just like anybody else. So learn all you can and don't lose it.
Umaha ijaje wiwitete mimite. My English name is Vanessa Hamilton.
Hamilton is a member of the Omaha tribe and is attending a week-long language conference at Nebraska Indian Community College in Macy. It's the second year of the conference, part of an effort to rally the tribe to revitalize the language.
Language ties everything together. It ties your identity to you. And without your identity, then, you know, who are you?
She says the future of the language is in tribal households. Parents have to speak Umaha to their kids if there's any hope to keep it going. She says little by little, home by home, the tribal language is coming alive again. But it's going to take some time and patience.
When my son was little, I would say simple commands to him in Omaha. You know, let's go, you know, put your shoes on, let's go eat, you know, that kind of thing. And now with my grandson, who's 18 months old, I'm getting a little farther with it. You know, I'm teaching him, you know, parts of the body, that kind of thing. You know, the simple commands, and hopefully I can teach him Omaha as he grows up. The more I learn, the more I can pass on to my son and grandson.
Wahe ijaji wiwitete Carlton LeCount, Umaha ijaji wiwitete Kenjinga.
Carlton LeCount is a division head of Native American Studies at the college and is a member of the Omaha tribe. The school is offering more opportunities for students to learn the native language, including immersive classes to help them understand difficult concepts.
The future is not written in stone. We have the ability to make it how we want it to be if we put the energy and the time and the focus into it. You know, in the language, it's like a fire. You know, as long as it's still going, as long as there's a coal or an ember left, you know, I mean, that language is still alive.
Ijaje wiwita ke wainima. Morris.
Morris is an Omaha tribe elder and helps teach the language at the college. She says it's critical for the tribe to take the potential loss of the Umaha language seriously.
If you lose your language, then how can you claim to be Umaha? What makes you different? The way I look at it, you can have your histories, you can have your stories, but if you don't have that language, how important is it, and how unique are you?
She says the tribe is determined to resist the slow extinction of its language.
I know we're moving in the right direction. The hope is that I hope that it gains some momentum.
For 93-year-old Winona Karamoni, Grandma Habate to everyone else, teaching the Umaha language is what she does. And that won't change anytime soon.
I give a lot of hugs. They hug me. We give me fives every day. It's that way. And I'm there to teach them a little of something of our language.
It's a lesson that could save a proud nation that's doing what it can to keep an important part of its culture and past alive. For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.